This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Following a day of violence in which one person was shot by police and another set on fire, Hong Kong's leader pledged Monday to spare no effort to halt anti-government protests that have racked the city for more than 5 months. Carrie Lam was defiant, saying the protests will not result in political concessions.
Violence is not going to give us any solution to the problems that Hong Kong is facing. Our joint priority now, as a city, is to end the violence and to return Hong Kong to normal as soon as possible.
Following Lam's comments, confrontations between protesters and police continued into the night. Former Bolivian President Evo Morales is lashing out at his opponents on social media following his resignation. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Morales says opposition leaders, including Carlos Mesa, had instigated a coup against him and that they had lied and tried to blame the government for the chaos and violence that they had provoked. Bolivia's first indigenous president resigned on Sunday after the military called for him to quit and following weeks of protests since a disputed election. However, the opposition's Mesa says Morales had been brought down by a popular uprising, not by the military. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump enters a new chapter this week. The Democratic-led probe goes public with televised hearings into allegations about Mr. Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Beginning on Wednesday, current and former officials from Trump's own administration will begin to outline a case for his potential removal from office. President Trump argued on Twitter over the weekend that he was not guilty of misconduct and that the probe was politically driven. More on this and other stories online at voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Spain's Socialist Party is pledging